Hi, everybody. This is Miss Carol. I'm about to read an entertainment-things-to-do article. This was written on Tuesday, July 31st of 2018 in the AM, and it was written by Brian, who writes for the Pasadena Memorial Post. And Brian has, he's drawn a picture of the sky, and it shows a Mars, the planet Mars, and then it shows a constellation with drawings on it to show different constellations. And I see Sagittarius, and I see Saturn. So let us start on the article and see what Brian has to tell us. So here we go. Mars is going to be the biggest and brightest it's ever been tonight. All you have to do is go outside and look up and you'll probably find it. You can contact a planetarium or start your own star party. Mars will appear brightest from July 27th to July 30th, and the closest approach is July 31st of 2018. That is the point date in Mars' orbit when it comes closest to Earth. Mars will be at a distance of 35.8 million miles, or 57.6 million kilometers. Mars reaches its highest point around midnight, about 35 degrees above the southern horizon, or one-third of the distance between the horizon and overhead. Mars will be visible for much of the night, so don't miss it. By mid-August, Mars will become fainter as Mars and Earth travel further away from each other. The next closest day will be October 6, 2020, if you miss this one. And that's the end of the article. And again, it was written by Brian. So this is what I think. I do remember Mars is the red planet, so maybe it would be possible to see it. That would be kind of cool, wouldn't it? To go outside and look up at the sky and see if you can find Mars, the red planet. And have you ever been to a planetarium? I have been a few times, but it's been a very long time. But that's a cool place to go. It's a big building where you go sit in comfortable seats and you lean back and you look up at the ceiling. And they have, it looks like you're looking outside at all the stars. And there may be somebody speaking, or it could be a recording that will teach you something about the galaxies and what you see up in the sky. So that would be a very fun event to go to sometime. So that's all for now. Bye-bye.